What's going on, Kansas State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University. I'm back again on this mic here on this Saturday evening, baby, March. May 2nd, 2026. This ain't March anymore. May 2nd, 2026. Oh man. Oh good. Oh my goodness. It's your very first time on this show. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. Oh boy. Eddie, what are you doing? March is behind, way behind us now. We're in the month of May. And that's yeah, this year's flown by fast already. We're already, as I've told you guys already, Kansas State Nation, we're already in the month of May. So that's that as well. Real quick. This is abysmal series by this K-State baseball team. A complete game by Chance and Cole earlier today in West Virginia clinches the series easily. And K-State now losing streak gets bumped up to 6 with this 9-1 loss earlier today in Morgantown. West Virginia, almost said Virginia. West Virginia there. See, Eddie's off his game. Right now, and K-State baseball is way off their game right now. Jansen Cole was unbelievable for the 18th ranked West Virginia Mountaineers this afternoon, throwing 120 pitches there. And to be even humiliated some more, first complete game. And this was West Virginia's actually first complete game as a whole this year, and it comes against the struggling Wildcats there as the bottom continues to fall out of this baseball team here. This stretch has been absolutely brutal, and it continues to be brutal. And K-State did score finally a run in the series, but they need a lot more than that. And now West Virginia will look to sweep Kansas State tomorrow in the finale of this weekend series, the first weekend series of the month of May. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, 18th ranked West Virginia, 9, K-State, 1. Eddie Greer checking right back in with you here on this Saturday, May 2nd, 2026 there. Let me see here. Yeah, 6 straight loss there. I will not say what PQ say there because we're giving away. Now we're going to give away, what's the word I want to say? Participation points there. No edges found there in that ball game here as we take a look inside the box score here of this game here. Game 2 of the series after, of course, K-State got shut out last night. And then you turn around, you get complete gamed on by Jansen Cole. K-State's only run in the series comes in the 6th inning. That is it. And this was highly contested until the 3rd, when West Virginia scored 3 in the 3rd, 2 more in the 4th, 1 in the 5th, 3 in the 6th. The Mountaineers got on the roll after there was no score through 2 innings there. Lincoln Sheffield, K-State starter, gets the loss. He now drops to 6-2 in the year. Yeah, Jansen Cole's first complete game goes to 8-1 there on the season there. And for the bright side, Micah Kendrick, maybe just a little bit of bright side anyways, Micah Kendrick went deep for K-State in this ball game there. The final lines for both teams here, West Virginia now at 30-12 on the season, 15-8 in conference play. Again, K came in the series one of the top 5 teams in the Big 12 conference. Going into the series, K-State now drops to 26-20 with a 9-14 conference record. The Mountaineers, right? 9 runs, 15 hits, no errors. And I don't know what's going on defensively by the Wildcats here, but 1 run, 5 hits, 3 committed errors this afternoon. This is definitely not winning baseball. There as well. So I don't know what's going on. You can't get it right offensively. You can't get it right you can't get it right, obviously, on a defensive end either. I know that's referred to for basketball. We're going to say favorite baseball because you have to play clean baseball. And we've heard Pete Hughes, the manager of his team, head coach, whatever you want to call it, talk about it all season long. And right now they are in their worst funk of the season and could be on the verge of getting swept. But my mouth is, you're just coming off of a series at home where you got swept by, which was then 16th ranked Jayhawks. You get walked off with after getting a lead against Nebraska on the road, and now you've lost two games where you've been outmatched clearly by Mountaineers. So we'll see tomorrow. But here we go, and here we go again with this thing. All right, so yeah. Let's hang on in here for a few more minutes. So you can get a break for the rest of the night there as well. Oh my goodness, yeah. So let me see here. Let me just read some of the notes here. Look at Sheffield here. Six runs, three of those are earned. 10 hits in 5 innings pitched there. Of course, we noted Jason Cole at the beginning of this episode getting the complete game, striking out 9 K-Staters, walked only 1. Just absolutely a tremendous outing. You do not, every once in a while, and I know I've said this in the past on the show when we're talking about the baseball team, Lincoln Sheffield did it. A few weeks, it feels like an eternity ago now, when Lincoln Sheffield went a complete game and K-State won. Now you got handled it the other way on that front, as well as K-State now will look to avoid the sweep for the, second consecutive weekend. So we'll see what happens there as well. Micah Kendrick, I mentioned him real quick. Hit his fifth. Well, he hit a home run. He hit his fifth home run of the season there. And it looks like we had a first appearance out of the pen by Ethan Gisbrick. I believe that's right there. Since 2025. And I did not go through all the pitching there, because I'm not going to go back into that because of this technology I'm dealing with lately. So I figure, I'll just read from the notes and I might come back to it after the third game, or probably not, because it is a moot point anyway, because West Virginia, the score pretty much dictates that there, because it's been all West Virginia in this series, and K-State has no answers, and you gotta come back and play, tomorrow, and status, weather, and it ain't looking good. It's not looking good at all there as well, but again, we'll have to see if K-State can somehow break a 6-game lose streak, losing six games in a row. There you go. That's what I wanted to call it right there. There as well. So again, ESPN Plus will have it, the finale of this series, and probably Pete Hughes and the rest of the team can smile about that, because they've been absolutely manhandled this weekend by West Virginia here, and their season is going the opposite way real fast there as well. And they probably about to look ahead, but hey, it's going to come pretty fast, because they got to play, come back. You got to do after this game, to find that final game tomorrow. You got to play what, Missouri State Tuesday, and then you got to go, Omaha on Wednesday. So this is no time for West for the weary, literally. And then you have Cincinnati at home for what's going to be the last home series, I believe, of 2026 for the K-State baseball team there, as well as they go on a miraculous run here there as well to the postseason, which I do not see that happening. There was a 9-14 record, and now we look at the overall, right, 26-21 for the K-State baseball team, and they have lost now 6 straight games, and we'll have to see if they can find a way to break this ice here and come out of Morgantown with some momentum, because the next two games, for sure, and yes, Omaha just beat K-State. Yeah, I know that, right? But again, you have winnable games really going into next week, and that includes and that includes Cincinnati, which you're on the same playing field pretty much. Yeah, you've been dominated in the series, but hey, if you get something positive for tomorrow, your goal, something positive coming out of this game, out of the series, at least give yourself some momentum, anything, and to go in it, because this upcoming week is going to be busy. So no rest for this K-State baseball team after getting dominated. Looking at Sheffield started for K-State there. And yeah, West Virginia, they were on point and they clinched the series. And now K-State now looking for any positive sign of sunlight in the finale of the series tomorrow in Morgantown, which is going to start at noon. Or it's going to start at 1 Eastern time, noon Central time. So K-State dominated by Chasen Cole in the 18th-ranked West Virginia Mountaineers earlier this afternoon. Pro Project Podcast, all the K-State sports you can get, where our podcast is found free and available daily. We just record Kansas State content. Y'all know what it is, baby. iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom, and plenty more podcasting platforms to find the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. And yes, I haven't said this too much, but please, I know we got a lot of K-State folks listening to this podcast, and thankfully, and I truly thank you so much for that. But hey, feel free to leave a 4 or 5 star rating. That will help. I'm not doing this for the fame, but we're doing this so you can let other K-State fans find out more about the Purple Project Podcast, this daily podcast. We don't stop after 5 o'clock on Friday night. Mm-mm, we keep it moving throughout the weekend, like I am doing right now, despite technical difficulties with this thing. But we're still getting it in. We're still getting it in. And figure, you know what? Might as well just talk now and get it out of the way. So I gotta get my fantasy NASCAR out of the way as well, because I gotta go back to work tomorrow. So I ain't worried about that. All I can do is just focus on getting stuff done like I usually do. Locked in. And this K-State baseball team need to somehow find a way to lock back in here and see if they can get something here against the Mountaineers out there in Morgantown, West Virginia, in the finale of this series. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. This is Eddie Greer here in KC Mo. A nice evening here to wrap things up. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Once again, final score in Morgantown, 18th ranked West Virginia in game 2, dominant 9, Kansas State 1. Go Cats.